Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thursday. Get ready, Andy. Thursday.
Oh, I'm so ready, Jeff.
Are you ready? Are you pumped?
Of course I am.
Are you? Major League Baseball season gets going for most of everybody concerned coming up on Thursday. That's opposed to the Dodgers and the Padres, who started in Korea and nobody paid any attention. Or many people didn't pay any attention. It's interesting. They come back and they play a couple of more spring training games. But the Guardians seem to be good to go. And it looks as if they've gone ahead and put their 26-man roster in place. Andy could still get tweaked a little bit, but it looks as if they're good to go. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps, everybody. The number to join us is 216-474-0092. I'm having an internal conflict.
Why, Jeff? Why? What? Tell me what your problem is.
Tums.
Ammonium AD.
I've taken a few Tums here and there, and they actually work.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you can buy the generic, and they're cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
It's this. I tend to be pretty optimistic in life. I tend to be pretty optimistic with my sports teams.
What do you think? Do we agree with what he's saying? I don't know that I necessarily.
Oh, he's an optimistic fellow. I got to give it to him.
Yeah, but there's always the one thing.
Yeah, there is.
But there always is.
Yeah.
Reality gets in the way of my optimism sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. All right, I'll buy it. You're selling that. Correct.
And that's where I am right now with this Guardians baseball team. I want to be optimistic. I really do. And I'm trying like crazy to be optimistic. You ready? Here's how bad it is. You ready? Here's where my optimism gets in the way. When it became real apparent that Tyler Freeman, career infielder, is going to get, looks like most of the best shot to win the starting center field job, at least for now, right? It sounds that way.
Sure.
Possibility. You know what my mind did to me? I went and I looked up and I thought, who else, along with Mickey Mantle, who was a shortstop and was moved to the outfield, but before he hit the majors, and Robin Yount, Hall of Famer. The other guys have moved from shortstop to center field, Rick Manning. It's worked out beautifully. Tyler Freeman can do the same. And then the reality hit me.
This is your Seinfeld optimism?
That was my Seinfeld. Did it sound like Jerry?
Yeah, a little bit? It was a little off, but that's right.
It would be like, Tyler Freeman can do it. It's a little more. I don't know.
More like.
I immediately thought, well, guys, you know, shortstop's the best guy, you know, if the shortstop's not your best defensive player, your center fielder is. And oftentimes, you know, you're going to move that guy. Jackson Merrill was with the Padres. He's the young prospect coming up. They moved him from short to center field. He never played out there. He's 20 years old, and he's their starting center fielder. Why not Tyler Freeman? And then the reality hit. You know, it's kind of like, well, okay. Guy was your third or fourth best shortstop. Now you're making him your starting center fielder? Okay. So it's like the Animal House scene, you know, where Pinto has the devil on each shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing. Tyler Freeman! Anyhow. So that's part of it. And I look at what looks like it's going to be the 26-man roster. And I think, all right, and almost with every position, Andy, I have the devil on each shoulder, devil or angel. Bo Naylor at catcher. Absolutely. Let's give the young guy a chance.
Yeah, that's easy.
What if he fails? Austin Hedges hits
about
110.
Why are you going negative? You just started this whole conversation being so, you're like, oh, you're so positive about this. You're like, Naylor, what if he fails?
Well, but that's where reality comes in. Do you think he's ready to do it?
Jeff, if they hit, they all fail, right? I mean, getting 3 hits out of 10 means you're a failure.
Josh Naylor at first base, I have no concerns. We good there? We good there?
Yes.
Andrés Giménez at second base, any concerns? None for me.
No.
None. I think he's terrific. I love it. Brian Rocchio at shortstop, sure there are concerns, but boy, I'm glad he's going to be the guy.
I like the fact that they're hunkering down for this, right?
What do you mean?
Well, they're going to give him the opportunity to be the guy.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
I like that a lot. Jose's at third base. We know that whole deal. I think the outfield's a mess. You're waiting for somebody. And wouldn't it be great if it's Tyler Freeman, who actually becomes like he looks like he's, you know, a good, really good hitter. I hope Florial can find something, but there's a reason the Yankees moved on. Part of it might be traffic in their outfield, but part of it might be they think he's never going to do it. I mean, the Yankees tend not to give away guys that they think are going to be pretty good, especially for a guy like Cody Morris.
Hey, Dan,
it's not like you traded him for Bieber.
I don't know. I look at Miles Straw, I look at Tyler Freeman, and I'm not quite sure. You're giving up something on defense, right? Can we all agree on that? We're giving up something on defense for Miles Straw compared to
Tyler Freeman could be really good on defense. Won't be as good as Miles Straw.
Right. So, but the difference for Tyler Freeman is the unknown. Because if you look at his numbers through 88 games, I mean, it's not like it says pick Freeman over Straw offensively. It doesn't say that.
You know what it says?
But you're banking on the future.
Well, no, but it says this. We've seen enough of Miles Straw. That's what it says. We've seen enough of Miles Straw. And that's rough.
And Dan, I don't know how you
Man, can
about
that
this.
Guy play D? But on this team, Andy, you need something more out of center field.
I mean, their slugging percentage, their on-base percentage, they're virtually the same.
You can't compare Tyler Freeman and Steven and Miles Straw.
No, but you could say offensively his numbers mirror Miles Straw.
I don't think you can do that. And the only
Dan,
reason
can
I say
do
that is,
or no?
The only reason I say that, the only reason I think you can't, Andy, is we saw Miles Straw for several years.
Right.
And we've really not given Tyler Freeman a chance, and I thought he looked pretty good in very limited opportunities. Maybe he can do it. Maybe Florial becomes the guy. Waiting until DeLauder's ready to roll.
Okay, I'll buy into all of that. But if you look at it, Freeman versus Straw, it seems like you're getting into a younger version offensively of Straw. I'm just saying, through a limited time, through 88 games, that's what it looks like. Freeman has great success.
Fair. I don't know that that's fair.
Dan?
I'm kind of with Jeff. I don't think you can totally compare it yet because you're talking.
I'm not doing a total comparison. I'm just saying, I'm wondering if you sent Straw down. Okay, don't you feel like you've got to bring in somebody that can have significant impact offensively?
Well, maybe
mild
maybe
impact,
maybe
even
maybe
mild
Freeman
impact
does Andy.
Well, the problem was this is going to come off so poorly, and I'm just going to apologize now to anybody who is a fan of Miles Straw. The bar is low. I mean,
I'm not disagreeing with
when
any
it
of that.
Comes to be on the offensive side. I mean, the thing that made Miles Straw as good as he was and the reason that the Guardians handed it was the defensive glove, and it was the fact that when he first joined the Guards, he had a .349 on base percentage. The guy found his way on base, which is all you wanted him to do.
Play
Gold Glove level defense and stand on first base more than 30% of your at bats, and that just went right into the toilet. And that's what's doing it. It's like they don't need home runs. They don't need Tyler Freeman to be Jim Edmonds. They don't need him to be, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. They just need him to stand at first base like 32% of the time. And it's like, great. Well done, bud.
And can I throw this one at you, Andy? If you're Miles Straw, you're thinking, I put in all this work. I did the hitting. I put on some weight. I hit .360 in the spring. The dude hit .360.
I know.
But that doesn't mean anything because they've seen
it's
it.
Spring.
For
remember,
year.
Who did I ask exactly. that? Chris Rose last week.
Exactly. They've seen it for year after year after year. And in 60-some games last year, compared to 147, Tyler Freeman had four home runs compared to one for Miles Straw. And Miles Straw played in more than double the amount of games. And Freeman drove in 18 runs in 62 games, and in 147, Straw drove in 29. I mean, he just didn't have much punch, Andy. Miles never had more than, 48 runs batted in the season. You just need more productivity. And it's a dang shame because the guy is so good with a glove. But I've always thought he's a fourth outfielder, and I think that's what he is. The contract that he's owed? It's really not that outrageous.
Well, which makes me think he can get traded.
Well, that might be.
I think he's just sitting in Columbus now. I think he's sitting in Columbus now, so when another team needs a defensive center fielder, he'll be gone as soon as that.
I think that's a very valid point, and I think that's accurate. And here's the other thing. They lost Davis and De Los Santos back to the Diamondbacks in the Rule 5, right? That didn't work. Well, you've got, don't laugh, you have Jonathan Rodriguez, you have John Kenzie Noel, you've got a couple of big thumpers there.
Right.
So, hopefully. De Los Santos, you hope, was a big thumper. Okay, well, now you couldn't keep a roster spot for him, and I get that.
I do too.
As a hitter, that's tough, man, and you don't want a 20-year-old not getting at-bats. I would think you want to do that. But maybe, and you know, he was here, maybe they work out a trade down the road. You never know. But you have two power hitters sitting in the minor league system who maybe can get a look. If it doesn't work with Tyler Freeman, can Will Brennan slide over and play center field? If Will Brennan starts playing, you know, starts swinging the bat, sure he can. And you put...
You know, could you go out and get another center fielder?
Maybe. But Laureano's a possibility. I don't love it. But and if DeLauder gets hot, maybe he's up here sooner rather than later. I mean, there are a lot of options that I don't think are primo.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But there are some that are available to them. And the key to the whole thing is when Chase DeLauder's ready, he's starting somewhere in the outfield. I think that's what they're hoping for, and I think they're hoping it happens sooner rather than later, and I just don't want to rush the kid. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.